First Era Podcast, Episode 4. Can you say best episode ever? Greetings and salutations, Earthlings. My name is Scott, the host for the First Era Podcast. Where does the time go? 2 more months have elapsed, meaning it's time for another packed episode. Our staff has expanded again as we welcome Chris, who plays Kareem Moratai, the commanding officer of New Darwin. His segment will be a review of the Enterprise television show, one or two episodes at a time. And speaking of New Darwin, this episode seems to lean toward that sim for many reasons. You'll see why as the program continues. It's going to be great. Of course, we have our regular features, so let's get on with it. As usual, we begin with a trivia question about Star Trek. Specifically, this time it's about the Enterprise series. You'll get the answer at the end of the show. Here's the question. What is the name of the space shuttle that appears in the opening title sequence of the show? Again, the answer is at the end of today's show. So let's talk TFE news. Since the last podcast episode, we've had our very first special podcast episode. It detailed the fleet address. There will be a little duplication in this one, but not much. For all the details on that, be sure to listen to that episode. TFE is expanding its community and its online activity. For example, have you checked out the TFE IRC channel? Daily, members from various sims come by to chat on an informal basis. The details on how to get there will be in the show notes. Also, we're seeing work done on our TFE wiki, which is an ongoing database, constantly growing, and always good to see that kind of effort being put forth. The plans are huge for this wiki, and we can't wait to see where this goes. Again, how to get there is going to be in the show notes. And I am pleased to announce to everyone in TFE, anyone listening, that TFE is restarting its forums. Again, check the show notes for a link to this. The forums are going to be very simple, giving us a chance for in-character questions or out-of-character discussion. There's lots of potential there, and again, it's a great place to build the sense of community in TFE. Be sure to check it out, sign up, and become part of that action.
Hi, this is Red Shirt Girl. You're listening to the First Era Podcast.
Now it's time to talk about the July and August promotions, awards, and new crew for the various sims. As a special note, the Captain Michael Thompson Memorial Award for the first quarter of 2158 was awarded in July, so it's included in this podcast. Congratulations to Lieutenant Kajel Lindstrom. Now, back to July and August. Forest Outpost received the Superior Unit Award. For more information on that, check out the special edition of our podcast. In New Darwin, Kareem Moratai reached 150 logs, earning the New Darwin Contribution Ribbon. Lieutenant Clive Youngblood was promoted from Acting Lieutenant Commander to Full Lieutenant Commander. He reached the 100 log mark, earning the New Darwin Contribution Ribbon. He also received the Captain Michael Thompson Memorial Award for the second quarter of 2158. Lieutenant Commander Sam Fisher was awarded the Starfleet Letter of Commendation for the mission to liberate the slaves from the moon of GS-6. Thomas Garraway was awarded the New Darwin Contribution Ribbon for achieving 50 logs. Garraway was reappointed to Commodore status and assigned to Starfleet Command. Jamie Lynn Hayden was promoted from Lieutenant to Lieutenant Commander. And the New Darwin Colony Sim was voted the first era flag sim for 2008. The Challenger received the Superior Unit Award. From the Yorktown, they received the Star Award. New player was recruited, Alex Monroe, a Master at Arms in the Armory Department. And the Meridian received the Star Award. They received a new helmsman, Ensign Carson Shepard, and a new engineering officer, Scott... You guys do this to me on purpose. Scott Najorlander. Also, some awards were handed out on August 9th, 2158. Sub-Commander Topaz, the Bronze Starfleet Cross, the Pre-Antares Ribbon of Commendation, 2nd Class. Lieutenant Commander Ian Frazier, the Silver Starfleet Cross, and a citation for conspicuous bravery. Lieutenant Timo Van Hansen, the Bronze Starfleet Cross, the Starfleet Letter of Commendation. Lieutenant Zoe Sanderson, the Silver Starfleet Cross, the Pre-Antares Ribbon of Commendation, 1st Class. And Ensign Gahayath Abashurist. Ensign Gahayath Abdurashid, Bronze Starfleet Cross, and a Starfleet Letter of Commendation. If any were left out, if any were mispronounced, please let me know, and we'll see what we can do about that on the next podcast. TFE Podcast staff member Rochelle recorded a song. I literally had chills the first time I heard it. Let me set the stage. My wife, Red Shirt Girl, I call her RSG around the house, it's much less of a mouthful, was flying out to meet a friend and she had to arrive at the Memphis airport. Well, that got the song Walking in Memphis stuck further in my brain than a Borg neural implant. So I look up the lyrics to learn the full song, and pretty soon I realize it wouldn't take much to adapt it to some of the things we were doing in the New Darwin Sim. So I write a spoof, and Rochelle, who plays Hayden on the sim, says she can record it. With the karaoke music in hand, she does, and there will be a link in the show notes to the original lyrics, as well as the modified lyrics in the show notes. So if you have any questions about what you're hearing, you can read it there. A lot of the lyrics are in-jokes or insights for people who play in New Darwin, but I have to say, Rochelle, you did a fantastic job. I was blown away and enjoyed it so much. So here it is, the world broadcast premiere, Walking in New Darwin.
Put on my new space boots and I boarded the Valiant. Touched down. Sure, we all have rings when I'm walking in New Darwin.
I'm Kate, and I play Ottava Ra Rondi on New Darwin and Dr. Jaya Cassidy on Forest Outpost. Today, however, I'm going to focus on New Darwin Colony. The colony is in the Gamma Sagittarii system, known commonly as GS. The entire system is a mega deposit of minerals, gems, and precious metals, especially rich in dilithium. For a little less than 20 years, the Klingons operated mining projects on the moon of GS-6 and on GS-2, which also supported a colony known as Chinchucha, which supplied materials and fresh foods for both the colony and the moon operation. Under Klingon rulers, the mines were actually worked by slave labor brought from the planet Daliwaka, deep in Klingon space. In mid-2156, the Earth starships Challenger, Yorktown, Apollo, and Garuda intercepted a distress call from within the GS system. Following that signal, they discovered the moon project and subsequently the colony on the second planet. When the Terran ships arrived, the Klingons began an exodus of their crews from both the moon and the colony, leaving the Daliwakan workers, and initiated a massive bombardment of the moon and colony to destroy the usefulness. The Earth ships succeeded in routing the Klingons, and between the moon and the settlement discovered some 500-plus Daliwakan workers, male and female. Eventually, the United Earth government chose to rebuild an officially sanctioned settlement, New Darwin Colony, on the site of Tinsukcha, and the planet became known as Unalotma, Daliwakan for New Hope. Commander Karim Moritai, one of the former Daliwakan slaves, is now the CO of the colony. Lieutenant Commander Clive Youngblood serves as the XO and comm chief. Lieutenant Commander Sam Fisher, a member of the original rescue team that liberated the colony, is now the chief of colony security. And Lieutenant Jamie Hayden, also a member of that original rescue crew, serves as the chief of colony development. Other members of New Darwin Society are Lieutenant Susanna Blockpool, science chief, Lieutenant Commander Anthony Knight, Engineering Chief, Dollywalkin Corman PO2 Kaliva Dine in the Medical Department, PO2 Wade Guinness is Geologist's Mate, and civilian Dollywalkin Adivari Randi, also a former slave, now serves on the council representing the Dollywalkin populace and assists the science department as a geologist and gem and metal specialist. A healthy contingent of NPC personnel and citizens also round out the regular cast. Other well-known TFE characters who have called New Darwin home include Captain Julie McKenzie, who was the first CO, and most recently, Thomas Garraway spent several months at the colony prior to his return to active duty as Commodore in Galaxy Fleet. At the present time, at the outbreak of the war with the Romulans, the wealth and vital resources of the GS system has come to the attention of the enemy. Aided by technology provided by the Romulans, 4 Nausicaan battleships have now entered the system. The colony is protected in orbit by the ESS Valiant on a regular basis, and the Apollo, Soyuz, Surya, and Tempest have been dispatched to the colony by Starfleet Command, but all are seriously outclassed by the Nausicaan ships. The colony itself is bracing for a ground attack. A mineral found in large quantity on the planet, known as thallium, has the property of distorting and blocking sensor readings. One of the primary defense plans involves masking the colony from space-based sensors through strategic use of the thallium. Also in place to manage a worst-case scenario is a self-destruct plan to scuttle the vast majority of the planet's interconnected cave system, thus rendering the critical resources inaccessible to hostile invaders. The players at New Darwin are a welcoming and friendly bunch, and have a fine sense of family, both IC and OOC. One of the unique aspects of the sim is the invention of the Dollywalkin language. 2 players in particular have created a verbal and written Dollywalkin language, and the vocabulary is now commonly heard in the posts of all players. Should you consider a visit to New Darwin, you are sure to be greeted by Dollywalkin and human alike. Aki aki, doneva? If the colony is under attack by the Nausicaans at the time, you might want to respond, Aki, Vakis Lasi, eh, Rikvajan Lo. Translation, I'm okay, unhurt. Where's the bathroom? Follow the links on your regular sim website and check out the incredible amount of detailed information on the New Darwin site. It includes maps of the solar system and descriptions of each planet, a layout of the colony proper, and a key to the Dollywalkin language, in addition to a wide assortment of other information regarding the Dollywalkin race, as well as flora and fauna of the planet. And we always welcome new players, Dollywalkin or human. Even visitors are welcome. Thank you for listening. Come visit us soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Rochelle, your Galaxy Gal, bringing you the July and August Fleet Plot Update. We start out on the Torv wreck. Tal Pradek and Alidal Burrell discover that the Orion, Bardic, has failed in his mission to poison the ambassador and the Meridian senior staff. Unwilling to reward the Orion for his failure, they refuse to release his family. Instead, they decide to rid themselves of him in an airlock incident, and they tell him his wife will join him. It is unknown what will happen to his daughters. A short time later, the trash is disposed of. At Starfleet headquarters back on Earth, Rear Admiral Battenberg is speaking to Commodore Sterling on the situation of the whole of the fleet. Ships are engaged in battle, they're en route to the engagements, or they're keeping a low profile. At this same time, Captain Finney of the Meridian contacts the Admiral. He informs her that the mission was more exciting than expected. An Orion merchant claiming distress attempted to poison the ambassador as well as the Meridian senior staff. After reporting the failed attempt, Finney informs Battenberg that he believes the Orion was working for the Romulans. Battenberg gives Finney the next mission. They will be heading into the Badlands, where a Romulan bird of prey has been found floating adrift. On the Meridian, Captain Finney then meets with his senior staff, informing them of where they're heading, the Badlands. They will be exploring the abandoned Romulan bird of prey. They are to gather as much information about the Romis and their ships as possible. They discuss possibilities of getting it back to Earth, and of the precautions that they will need to take in case of toxins or a hazardous environment. Also, questions are put forth as to the availability of Vulcan technology or their assistance. Commodore Garraway has arrived back at Starfleet headquarters, and his shuttle is met by none other than his longtime romantic interest, Susanna Battenberg. Quickly, they head to her office, and the long-awaited kiss takes place. After their embrace, they get down to the business at hand. Garraway is given the job of Fleet Operations Commander. He wants to incorporate that into being a ship's CO as well. What better way to command than being a part of the action? Later, Garraway and Sterling discuss the conditions of the fleet. 6 ships have been destroyed, and several are needing extensive repairs. It will be several weeks before refits and the new Freedom-class vessels will be complete. Even knowing that Battenberg will not be happy with the situation, Garraway decides to pull Freedom from Forrest. Maxwell Forrest Outpost is by no means defenseless without this ship. This has been your July and August Fleet Plot Update.
Now it's time for the TFE Podcast Contest Update. The winner of this episode's contest is Dave, who plays Lieutenant Commander Ian Frazier on the Meridian. He is going to receive the graphic novel The Watchmen by Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons. Perhaps coming out in theaters, perhaps not. That's another story. Now, the contest has changed again, and we'll have more on that after this.
Hello, this is Redshirt Girl. If you have not checked out the official Star Trek website in a while, be sure to visit the download section, featuring the poster art released at the 2008 Comic-Con with Kirk, Spot, Uhura, and Nero, and the more recently released poster art of Sulu, Chekov, McCoy, and Scotty from the official Star Trek convention in Las Vegas. Each poster and a special combined version of each set is available for download as wallpapers or buddy icons. Simon Pegg wants to assure all Star Trek fans, old and young alike, that even though he's mostly known for his comedic films, he's taking his role as engineer Montgomery Scotty Scott very seriously. And right on cue with the original character, made famous by the late legendary actor James Doohan. I think people are worried I'm going to undermine the franchise by being outwardly comic, Pegg said in an interview with Total Film magazine. But I hope I can put their minds at rest and tell them I'm approaching it with complete and utter dedication to the original. He also stated that after paparazzi caught Zachary Quinto in wardrobe as Spock, Paramount ordered a complete press and photography blackout, even requiring him and the rest of the bridge crew to move about on the lot in a covered golf cart, wearing a cloak so you couldn't see my uniform. He also said that he has never seen such tight security on any project like he's witnessed for this J.J. Abrams Star Trek film. I've never been on any film that's so secretive, said Peg. This is Redshirt Girl signing off.
The following advertisement is brought to you by Lotma Travel Agency and is paid for by the New Darwin Colony Cat, a.k.a. Citizens for Adaptive Tourism. Need to get away from it all for a while? Make a reservation today through your local Galactic Travel Agent for a 14-day excursion to Unalotma in the Gamma Sagittarius system. Special rates are available for honeymooners and for those over 4/5 of their species' life expectancy. Enjoy the local flora and fauna, pet the vultures, see the cave paintings, swim in lovely Lake McKenzie. Fine cuisine is provided in the traditions of Dollywalkin, Terran, Cajun, and Cajun. Accommodations include private cabins with lake views. Make your plans now for relaxing in this wonderful, unspoiled, undiscovered paradise. Please be advised that as a result of unusual mineral deposits in the area, laptop pads and personal communicator reception may be disrupted. Round-trip fare, accommodations, and tour package rates vary according to local expectations of hostile attacks by enemies representing the Romulan Empire.
So let's talk about our current TFE contest. In fact, we now have two TFE contests going on. First of all, we have the usual contest. Simply send an email to our official email address. Tell us anything. Give us advice. Ask us questions. Give me some trivia to ask. Tell us who you play, what sim. Any kind of interaction that indicates to me I'm not just talking into a microphone, I'm talking to somebody. If you do, that will get you an entry into our book giveaway. And the book or books will be announced on the next show. Typically, if you have won in the past, you will get set aside for those who have not won yet. Now, here's our new exciting second contest. This contest is only for people who get new people to sign up. If someone joins TFE and cites your name in the appropriate field in the join form, your name is entered into this new contest. The winner of this contest will receive a Nokia 770. Slightly loved, or slightly pre-loved, but it still works great. This is a small internet tablet that you can use almost akin to a Palm Pilot. If you have more questions, the internet's a great resource to look up a Nokia 770. Now again, you have to have someone else sign up, have your name in the appropriate field in the join form. If you have any questions, feel free to email the TFE podcast and we'll be happy to explain this further. And hey, if you email us a question, you get entered into the very first contest for the books. So, get out there, get recruiting. As a reminder, the official email for the podcast is tfepodcast@gmail.com. The official voicemail is gone. No one used it. I'm going to take the hint. We're not going to have a voicemail line. If you want to record something, make it an MP3 file and email it in to tfepodcast@gmail.com, that's going to be fine. I want to thank the entire TFE staff, Kate for our in-character feature, Emily, Red Shirt Girl, for our TFE movie update, Rochelle for not only our fleet plot update, but our amazing feature, the Walking in New Darwin song, Chris as our Enterprise episode reviewer, and of course, a very special thanks to Susie for all of her behind-the-scenes help, ideas, and support. I say it every time, and it's true every time, we couldn't do it without you. What's the answer to the trivia question? Okay, this was extremely easy. The space shuttle Enterprise appears in the title sequence of the show. The shuttle was named after the Enterprise from the original series. For two reasons. There was a popularity poll taken, as well as it was President Carter's favorite show. It's sort of a case of reality imitating art, and then art imitating reality. All things Star Trek are registered trademarks of Paramount Pictures and their respective owners. No copyright violation is intended. This is a non-profit organization played, administered by Star Trek fans. This podcast is distributed on a Creative Commons, no commercial, non-derivatives 2.5 share-alike license. What in the world does that mean? It means make copies. Give it to your friends. Spread the word. Just don't change it and don't try to sell it. Although, if you're able to figure out a way to make money from this, please let me know. Until then, this is Scott saying live long and write faster. TFA. Prepare to have your socks knocked off. If you're... That's so corny. Red Shirt Girl, my wife. I call her Red Shirt Girl around the house. Sometimes RSG. That's kind of... It's kind of screwed up.